business landscape, all of us know, it's constantly evolving. Our customers are, and the market leaders are the people that can basically adapt quickly to that change. So what makes them the top of their game? It's the fact that these are all the elements that essentially help you stand out in a crowded market and build a loyal following. In order to stay ahead, you always need to continue innovating. Welcome to The Disruptionist, where the status quo has no seat at the table. I'm Jess Singh, and this is your invitation to join the movement of game-changing, boundary-pushing strategies that will take your marketing, branding, and customer journey to the next level. Let's get disruptive. Hey everyone, welcome back to The Disruptionists. I'm Jess Singh, and in today's episode, we're going to dive right into the concept of market dominance. In other words, we're really just talking about how you get to the top of your game so that when we're talking to our customers, we stand out as the first brand that they think of to solve the problem that they're facing in their life right then. So what does it actually mean when we talk about market dominance? For me, one of the first things that come to mind is someone like Bunnings. They've gone out of their way to become the first thing that people think about when they need hardware. But it's essentially because they became more than a hardware store. It's a weekend destination for families, and it offers everything from do-it-yourself workshops and the famous sausage sizzle. So how did they get to this place where they achieved market dominance? Well, essentially, they started to really understand their audience. And that's exactly what you need to do. You need to look beyond the fact that you're offering a product or service. So let's have a think about things that can impact the way in which you're seen. One of those is how innovative you are. Essentially, innovation is the lifeblood of market leaders. So I want you to think about Afterpay. Let's think about how they've actually innovated. They're not just a company which is allowing people to buy and shop online. What they've done is they've actually created a term that we use. We actually say, I'll Afterpay that. That's exciting. That's something that a brand really wants to own. And it's rare and it's hard to do, but they did it because they used innovation to solve a problem that so many people were facing. I want this, but I don't want to pay right now. Classic. So what does this mean for you? It's basically telling you that in order to stay ahead and to carve out your space within your industry, you always need to continue innovating. Practically, what this means is that you're going to have to start embracing emerging technologies. Maybe go back and look at the processes that you've got. How can you improve them? Or maybe it's just literally introducing new business models or new products or services. There's just so many ways that you can go in and innovate within your own company. I always encourage people to keep an eye on the horizon for opportunities to differentiate themselves as well. You want to do this naturally. You want to stand out from your competition. So what could you do? Maybe if you just started focusing more on your customer. Putting your customer first is a non-negotiable if you want to achieve market dominance. Customer satisfaction is huge. And somebody that knows this is Amazon. Essentially, they have created the benchmark for a seamless online shopping experience. We've also got other companies that are closer to home, like the Iconic. It's that fashion brand that's revolutionized online fashion shopping in Australia. Why? Because they've got user-friendly platforms and unmatched delivery service. I know that's why I love them. So make it a priority to listen to your customers, anticipate their needs, and exceed their expectations at every touch point. I can't emphasize that enough. Building strong relationships with your customers will not only drive loyalty, but also attract new business through word of mouth and referrals. Remember, it's not just about getting that customer that one time, but it's thinking about ways in which will make them come back for the repeat business. So another factor that can actually really make a big difference is your brand identity and its actual significance to your customers. We spoke about this in a previous episode, but your brand identity is way more than just your logo. It's the essence of who you are as a company. We looked at an example previously, like Lululemon, which has essentially built a lifestyle brand around athleisure wear. To establish a strong brand identity, like Lululemon have done, you need to focus on creating a consistent brand voice, a visual aesthetic, and a brand personality that resonates with your target. These are all the elements that essentially help you stand out in a crowded market and build a loyal following. You can't be a top brand today without mastering your digital presence. In today's digital age, a strong online presence is essential for market dominance. Let's think about Canva. Canva is one of those companies that has just come out of nowhere. It's an Australian startup that has disrupted the design industry with its user-friendly platform. Even people like me can go out there and make amazing designs and solve a problem which previously was a massive pain for me. So if you invest in digital marketing strategies, for example, like SEO, social media marketing, and content marketing, they're just new ways to increase your brand visibility and reach. By embracing digital trends and technologies, you're going to stay ahead of the curve. Another thing that we've touched on before when it comes to creating a brand that really dominates is cultivating a community. When you build a community around your brand, it can be a pretty powerful driver for market dominance. Let's take some inspiration from companies like Lush, which created a passionate community of environmentally conscious consumers. There are lots of things that you can do to foster engagement with your audience. You could do things like social media, events, and user-generated content. Encourage that community to share their experience and be ambassadors for your brand. A strong community not only builds brand loyalty, but it also acts as a valuable source of feedback for you. And it's also a great way to gain some advocacy for you. Another thing that's really trending right now is the whole concept of sustainability, something that brands are starting to really stand for and focus on. By incorporating sustainability into your brand strategy, it's not only good for the planet, but it's also good for your business. Let's look at companies like KeepCup. It's an Australian brand that has made the reusable coffee cup popular. So what can you do? Could you consider ways to reduce your environmental impact, whether it's through eco-friendly packaging, sourcing sustainable materials, or could you offset your carbon footprint? All of these things are going to matter to help you stay dominant. Communicate your sustainability efforts transparently. Let your customers trust you and become loyal to you. Another thing that is going to help you really stand out from your competition is just how agile you are and how quickly you adapt to change. The business landscape, all of us know, it's constantly evolving. Our customers are, and the market leaders are the people that can basically adapt quickly to that change. Take inspiration from companies like Atlassian, which embraced agile development methodologies to stay ahead of the software industry. What did they do that made things different? They stayed nimble and they were open to new ideas and technologies. Like them, you need to be proactive in anticipating market trends and disruptions and be willing to pivot your strategy when necessary. By embracing change, you can position yourself as a leader in your industry. So one of the other things I would encourage you to do is to start reflecting and engaging within your own team. Take some time, reflect on the insights shared in this episode and maybe how they can apply to your business. Identify areas where you can improve or innovate to strengthen your position in the market. When you get together with your team, your stakeholders, and you start gathering their perspectives, they might have the winning idea that could help you stand out. Remember, achieving market dominance is an ongoing journey that requires continuous learning and adaptation. Now, this brings me to us here as a community. Remember, this isn't just a one-way thing where I tell you what to do. I would actually love to hear your thoughts and experience on achieving market dominance. What have you been doing? Can you share your strategies, successes, and challenges? I want you to join the conversation on social media using hashtag TheDisruptionists or send us an email with your insights. Together, we can learn from each other and inspire positive change in the business world. Thanks for joining me on The Disruptionists. If this episode sparked new ideas or challenged your thinking, I'd love your support with a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. And don't forget to subscribe to your favorite platform to catch every disruptive insight. For more behind-the-scenes content and to connect with like-minded disruptors, follow me at It's Jess Singh across all social platforms. And remember, stay disruptive.